You're recording.
And we will wait on you to read the prompt. While you're running back over there.
Case 152. The complainant is Scott Perkins, the respondent is Beau Bradbeer, BBSC. Complainant made accusations that respondent wrote prescriptions for her pets that were intended for personal use. Complainant provided copies of text messages claiming they prove respondent's unprofessional conduct. The text messages provided did not indicate the medications were obtained through prescription for respondent's pets. Respondent stated in the response that the medications offered to complainant have been prescribed to her, not by her or her pets. Respondent explained that she has a protective order against complainant due to his abusive behavior, and she believes this complaint is in retaliation due to their child custody battle. This case did not go in front of the investigative committee. I brought it straight to you for your review and consideration.
All right, so Ms. Holland, you are the lead on this case.
Yes, yes, thank you. I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation, as the text messages did not provide any substantiation for the allegations.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to dismiss. Any questions or commentary? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that completes the initial investigative reviews. And at this point, we will move on to section four, number three. And I'm going to get to that. And this is
number three.
Yeah, I'm like trying to find it. There it is. I'm like,
Dr. Delano is item four. Number three.
So, Dr. Delano, you want to come forward? There's a lot of movement going on back there.
Right.
Well, thank you for being here today. For the purpose of the record, would you please state your name?
Crystal Delano.
Thank you. All right. Let's see here. Who has this one?
Me.
This is you. All right, so Ms. Solomon, you're the lead here.
Thank you. Welcome again, Dr. Delano, for your quarterly visit.
Yes.
I'm going to ask that staff kind of, if we need to juggle the appearance by a month or however to get, make sure we get the quarterly reports before the quarterly appearance. I think that would be a more effective use of the respondent's time for those folks who have to, particularly for those folks who have to travel any distance to be here, and it would be a more effective use of their time. So if we can somehow arrange the schedule so that the quarterly reports
are you saying just right on top of it, because she had sent it before this appearance, but you want it closer to the appearance? Is that what you're saying?
Right. There's another one due the employer letter is due 8/15. If we can, it's like less than a month away. If we could somehow juggle that. We did receive one on 5/15. So that's covered. So same thing with the drug test due by 8/31. The last one was 5/31, and the pharmacy report is technically overdue by like 5 days. It was due on the 14th of July. So,
Madam Chair, Ms. Solomon, Dr. Delano had contacted you more than a couple weeks ago and asked if she could bring the pharmacy profile today, which she typically does, because I believe it's on your way.
Yeah, I have to go into Cottonwood to get it, so it's an extra.
Yep, so she did.
I was able to get it last
time that we have that. and she's just required to get the testing quarterly, and she has no control over when that happens.
That's random.
Right, okay. Right, over when it occurs, no, that, for the drug testing, it's random. That I understand.
Okay.
Just to adjust the schedule as best we can. Again, if we need to delay her appearance by a month to make sure that that quarterly drug test comes in, you know, when it was supposed to occur randomly in the prior, you know, sometime up until the prior month, that's fine.
Okay.
It's just to kind of, again, make better use of Dr. Delano's time and her travel to make sure everything is in before her appearance. That would be great. Your employer letter from 515 was outstanding. I see no other compliance issues. You're getting close. You have only three more quarterly reports is what I count. And then your probation will be successfully completed with continued compliance, which you have. Kudos on that. It's getting close. I just got goosebumps. Would you like to update us on anything? How things are, they things continuing to go really well?
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Super. Do the board members have any questions?
No.
Again.
It's good seeing you as always.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks for making the trip.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll have everything scheduled for your next appearance. There's only three more. We'll be counting down, okay?
Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the next one will be number four, section four, number four?
Yes. And that is Ms. Wilson.
Should have guessed.
Thank you for calling Veterinary Specialty Center. This is Sierra. How can I help you?
Hi, Sierra. This is Tracy calling from the Arizona Veterinary Board. Is Dr. Celeste Roy available?
She sure is. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Roy. It's Tracy at the Veterinary Board.
Hi.
Excuse me. The board's ready to review the agenda item.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I'd like to address Dr. Roy's request to terminate the stay revocation. That is in her consent agreement. However, all other conditions of probation remain for two more years.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So with that, I would make that motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Again, Dr. Roy, I'd like to compliment you on your continued compliance efforts. And here again, I would ask that if, you know, to make sure that we schedule any reports due before the quarterly appearance. I think in this case, we had most of them. Are we missing any of your quarterly reports?
Oh, I hope not.
Okay, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't have any listed as missing, so, or overdue. Just as a reminder, it's part of your probationary period that you can't treat animals for the full five-year probation.
Yes, ma'am.
Unless you have direct supervision.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wondering, because I didn't want it to be misconstrued that we were terminating the CA early.
No, ma'am, I am not. I am not treating animals.
Okay, good. And that will continue for a couple more years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So other than that, how's your knee doing?
It is a little bit more than I thought it was going to be. It's very, very painful. It's a painful surgery, and unfortunately, it's very stiff. So I do a lot of exercises that I'm supposed to do with PT, but you know, it's slow going. You know, I still can't drive. I can't. There's a lot of things I can't do. So it's just going to be real slow going. And you know, I go to PT 3 times a week, and I'm just going to try to. You know, I'm walking. I walk with a cane, it will just real slow and tender steps. You know, I'm only on day 13, so I'm getting there.
That's day 13 post-op. That's pretty good. So, how's everything? How's work going? Everything else doing well?
Yeah, work is good. You know, still love my work. My family, my mom's fallen a few times and injured her leg, and my dad's having surgery. So I did send a request to Victoria so I could go home to Santa Rosa, where my family is, so my dad can have surgery and my mom, we can work on her leg a little too. So I was just wondering if you'd like, because I'm going to be there a month, if you would like me to have extra drug testing while I'm there.
I don't think that's necessary. There have been no issues related to drug testing or compliance. Do you have any concerns, Victoria?
No.
Okay. So I don't think that's necessary. Just, you know, if you can, you know, let the testing company know you're going to be gone.
Okay.
And maybe they can do a random before you leave and a random after you come back.
Perfect. I will let them know exactly what you said and make sure they do that.
Okie doke. Great. And say hello to Santa Rosa in Sonoma County for me. I lived there for 18 years.
Oh, wow. You lived there 18 years. That's so funny. I grew up there my whole life. So
I worked for the county, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Bennett Valley. I went to Ursuline.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Very familiar with all that, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. That's so strange. Yeah. That is so funny.
In fact, I just heard from an old friend who's a retired police chief back there, and he was reminding me that the 2017 fire came within 15 feet of his front door.
It came within 10 feet of my parents' house, too, because they live right against Annadel.
Yes, that's a state park for you folks
yep.
who aren't familiar with it. Okay, great chatting with you, Dr. Roy. Continue the excellent work. I hope your recovery speeds up. And again, I think your compliance efforts have been very commendable, and enjoy the trip back to Sonoma County.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that completes 2021. We can do the combined cases 22-136 and 23-03 next with Dr. Bella Pianta.
Yes.
And I think that is you as well, Ms.
Yes.
Solomon.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes.
Just take this. I can't lean on it. It's weeks. Thank you for being here today.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
Would you just please state your name for the record?
Absolutely. I'm Lisa Bivens. I'm appearing for Flynn Carey, and with me is Dr. Maya Bell Pianta.
Hi. Welcome back, and welcome to you.
Thank you.
A couple of quick items going over. We did receive the communication regarding the missed drug test, and I feel you made a good faith effort in getting a test as well as getting your standard test the very next morning.
Yeah.
That, as you know, probably.
As early as I could.
Yes, as you probably know, the 10 panel test does not include ketamine.
Yeah. It doesn't have everything, but I literally went to a bunch of places and they already had closed. So, and I didn't know that Urgent Cares did the 10 panel, so that was just something I found on the internet.
Yes, I think that's a good faith, what I would call a good faith effort. Just a reminder, read your email more often.
My phone was overheating, and I was both trying to fix it, and actually overheated during a counseling session that morning. So I have like text messages of it having issues, so that's what was going on.
Yeah, and I just think for the sake of clarity,
my understanding is that it was not just that she didn't read her emails, that there was actually a technical difficulty that occurred that she's saying she can document from earlier that day.
Okay, that's different than the information that we received, isn't it? Okay. So I hope that technical issue was resolved.
Yeah, it's fixed now. And I've honestly been using my computer now to check my emails. I was also interviewing for jobs, and I had gone to a full day interview that morning, so I went at 7 a.m. so I could go and do a full working interview that
day. Has your employer changed?
No, I can't find somebody willing to let me be gone as much as I am, the having to have so many tests and having to come to this, so I'm just having...
You're not
practicing? I have my own business, so I'm still doing my own stuff.
You're mobile?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm getting like a ridiculous amount of job offers through Indeed. I don't know where it started, but so I looked into some of them just because they're a good amount of money, but there's a lot of negotiation to go on because I think there is a good amount of people that will look you up ahead of time and know that the board stuff is going on, so.
Sure, yes, there's a shortage of veterinarians in the state of Arizona and probably in the entire country.
Yeah.
To follow on what Dr. Belpianta just said, the consent agreement does have a provision that contemplates asking the board to reduce the frequency of her testing. She is running into issues where employers are having an issue with her scheduling needs, and so we'd like to make the record that she is ready and willing and interested in having that testing be reduced to once a month when the board is ready. Just as a reminder, she has been testing once a month since December with no dirty tests. Then she went to 2 times a month back in March. And other than the one issue, she has had no issues with compliance and has had consistently negative tests come back every time.
Let's hope it stays that way. I think it's a little soon to be going back, but let's keep that on the table as a future request to consider.
Excellent, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have no other compliance questions. Do the board members have any questions of Dr. Belpianta?
No questions.
I do like the no glass.
Yes.
Those other glasses really couldn't see
you
very well.
They're lost, so that's the only reason I don't have them. I actually need them. They'll be back next week, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Next time.
It's great to actually eye contact.
They were shaded so dark, it was like you're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
This we can actually see the expression in your eyes when we're looking at you.
I have a problem with light spectrum that I need that, so. I know, I've been told that they look like sunglasses. Okay. They're not sunglasses.
Then we'll just be happy with this one time.
Or give us a peek, maybe.
I do have contacts of them, but they're dark also. Okay. So.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for being here. I have no further questions or concerns. The staff? Oh, great. Thank you, Dr. Belpianta. Keep up the good work.
So the next one will be 2380. Dr. Huntsberger and Dr. Thompson.
And Dr.
Nelson.
Yes.
Oh, and Dr. Nosley's recused as he.
Well, it's still morning. It feels like afternoon, doesn't it?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good.
How have things been going?
Very good.
Very good.
Yep.
And you've been attending your AA meetings?
Yes.
I was sad because normally I get a little picture of all of your meetings.
No, I sent it. I didn't see
last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in there? See, no, this time I can't find something in a file. So
you can have it if you want.
That's okay. I'm sure Jane can show me where they're at. But I see that you have letters from your therapist saying that you have been going. So mm-hmm. There's that. And also the mention that due to their schedules, and they also don't feel that you need to be going once a week, that twice a week is what you've been doing for your mm-hmm. for your therapy sessions. So, and those are going well.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And your tests have passed with flying colors. Mm-hmm. No other issues like the last one.
No.
You're not drinking all the water, right?
No, I actually feel quite parched by the end of a work day because
yes.
I don't want another one.
Yes, yes.
So. Just to clarify, is the counseling once a week or once a month?
The therapy.
Currently, it's twice a month.
Twice a month.
Yes, every, yes, yes.
That's, okay.
Yes.
From once.
Sorry. Yes. It went from once a week to once every other week.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
So everything, it seems as though you're following everything well and things are going good for you. Work is going all right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. So I don't have any other questions. Victoria, is there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So I think we're just going to kind of keep moving along the path. And you did have a question the last time, though, right, about those Saturdays?
Mm-hmm.
So that was if it should happen. How many Saturdays a month do you work?
The schedule changed, and right now I am every Saturday, but there's two of us.
Okay.
So it's not as big of a deal as it was when I was the only one there.
Okay, all right, good. Oh, well, there we go. All of a sudden, something just popped up in a file.
It was magic.
Mine too.
No, I was like, wait, that's
not like,
bad.
Ask and you shall receive, that's awesome. So, okay, I just wanted to circle back on that because I know that had been a question of yours before, but now since you have two doctors, it doesn't seem as though it's as much of a concern.
Yeah.
All right. Well then, keep on going. You're doing great. I know this is a long road, but you're battling it well, and guess we'll see you next month.
Yes.
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 All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Should we just keep going through the not in order at this point? Okay. We don't have any other time for checking into my schedule. We have an 11 o'clock, so we want to wait on that.
Yeah,
a couple more minutes. Okay, so we'll do section 4, number 5. That's Dr. Raymond. And I think this was approving CE, if I remember correctly.
I move we approve his plan.
I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
23-129 is CBT Gerard, and it was a consent agreement, which Mr. Lohi here, the head on, lead on that one.
Madam Chair, I'm going to make a motion that we amend the consent agreement to reflect that the payment has been made, but we still want it in effect for the violation of not updating the address.
Okay, so a motion to amend, including that fees have been paid, but everything else remains.
Yes.
But the fees weren't, were they paid in a timely fashion?
No, that's why we opened the case.
Okay.
So there was a late fee and the fee,
yeah.
Right?
Correct.
Okay.
And a civil penalty is what you had in the consent agreement.
And the civil penalty. Did she pay that?
No, she only paid what she actually originally owed, the $25.
All right. So everything else we leave, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time of the consent agreement, she had not paid it.
Right.
She hasn't even been offered it yet because the day after the last board meeting, she contacted me because she heard that she was on the board's agenda, and then she immediately paid.
Yeah.
So that's why before we submit to her that we're removing the fees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Documenting that she had paid.
We're documenting. They were still late.
Yes.
So you still want her to pay the late fee and then the civil penalty?
Yes, if she had paid the late fee, yes. The late fee, civil penalty, everything else stays, just amended to reflect that she's paid
the original court.
The original.
Got it. Okay. So we have that motion. No second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Do we need to roll call since we're
amending
doing a consent agreement?
So we have a second. You
want to
go ahead and?
I need to get my sheet.
You need the pink sheet.
Ms. Frost.
Aye.
Dr. James.
Aye.
Mr. Lohi is an aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
That is 6-0, motion passes.
All right, so we will skip down to 2394. Which is Dr. Johnson, and it's the consent agreement. That is in the supplement if anyone else was looking for it.
Madam Chair, would you like me to tee up this agenda item?
Please.
Sure.
Dr. Johnson, in case 2394, was her license was placed on probation for 6 months. She was required to attend one board meeting in its entirety, which she did on June 21st. She was also required to submit written notification that she entirely reviewed the Practice Act, which she submitted proof of on July 10th. Therefore, she would be eligible to have her license returned to active status.
Question. So I'd be looking for a motion to return it.
Madam Chair, I move to return her license to active status.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we'll go to section 4, number 9, which is Dr. Calderon. And it's the practice monitor report.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this case was entirely related to Dr. Alvarez Calderon's failure to timely complete records. So she has a practice monitor to ensure that she's on track to backtrack and get those records done. So her monitor, who's the responsible veterinarian there, submitted an extremely brief report.
So do we need to take any action on
that?
Who
was that at?
Yeah. I think I just perhaps
added it. I looked at
it's
it.
Under,
I
just
got it yesterday.
It's on the supplement one. It, all that comes up is E. Alvarez. Because it's Calderon gets cut, at least on mine. It's definitely under Alvarez.
It's an email.
So there was.
So we're about a
less than a fifth of what needs to be done. And how much time were we giving her to do that?
She has
it
was a 6 month. I'm looking at the wrong one. I apologize.
She signed it March 31st. So we're halfway through, or not quite halfway through, and she's not one-fifth of the way through. No, probation for 1 year.
It was 1 year, and the 6 months was for the 6 hours of CE.
But I thought we had something in there about getting that stuff done, too.
The practice monitor was supposed to review at least 10 records per month, and we didn't. In the short response, it just says she's updated 90 of 500 and something records, but it doesn't comment on that. Do we need to?
We can remind her that that should be included.
Okay. And I'm assuming she's also continuing to monitor for any additional incomplete medical records. So this is the 90 were completed in addition to the ones that are currently being seen.
She's supposed to be looking at her current records.
Okay, so we might want to clarify that too.
Yeah.
That just was pretty one-liner.
Yes, it was a couple days late, and that might be why she had to be reminded to do it.
So I'd remind them both because it's the Dr. Calderon's responsibility to make sure it gets done. Right?
Right, compliance, yes.
Yeah, so I'd make sure they both got it done, both look at the consent agreement to make sure they're doing it the right way.
I'll let them know.
I think that outside of,
we skipped number seven.
We skipped seven because I have to recuse from that one, so I figured do all the recusals together.
Okay.
Yeah, let's.
That makes sense, I wouldn't think about that, okay.
I was probably the only one that knew that. All right, so we now have the informal continuances and those are the ones that I'm refusing from, right? So Dr. Wilkie's gonna take over at this point, chairing.
Who? Don't give me any trouble.
You are?
Mr. Wilkie.
Oh, sorry. I was like, well, yes, you said you would.
I said I would chair, not take a title. All right, so we're going to, Dr. James is recused, and we're gonna go back to section three. I guess we're gonna go right, should we go right down the list? We're gonna do any one right now.
It doesn't matter, we just go down the list.
Let's go down the list. So let's do number three, section three, number one, 2347, in regards to Kimberly Young, VBN, continuance of informal interview of June 21, 2023, for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Okay, I would make a motion to adopt the conclusions of law as drafted and the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor and a second to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law as our findings of fact and conclusions of law. Is there any discussion? This one we can do a voice, we do the actual, we do the roll. So,
priors.
Well, let's vote on this.
Yeah. Vote on, we vote.
Yeah. And then we'll talk
about it.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. So, I think that
was it. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, that motion passes. Now, we can hear about the priors.
Yes. Do we have priors?
There are none.
Okay. So in case 2347, I will make a motion that the respondent complete continuing education four hours in anesthesia critical care cases and no civil penalty and a probation of 1 year to complete that.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Just to clarify, no civil penalty.
No.
Do a roll call. Dr. James is recused. Ms. Frost, you're first anyway.
Aye.
Is an aye. Dr. James recused. Mr. Lohied is an aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Now we have a 5-0 approved, 1 recused. Motion passes. Okay, so that concludes that one. Next up, we're going to do 2360 in regards to Vicki Harris, UVM, continuance of informal interview of June 21, 2023, for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. And Dr. Nosley is the lead on this one as well.
Okay, in case 2360, I would make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
So I'd like to ask Pryors. Thank you. So in case 2360, I would make a motion for probation for a year in order to complete continuing education, 2 hours in client communication, 2 hours in medical records, 3 hours in abdominal radiology, and 3 hours in critical care. Is that it? That's
no civil penalty?
No civil penalties.
Yeah. So for clarification, that's 10 hours of CE?
Yeah.
Yes. And the reason being is because we had 4 separate violations involving communication, medical records, the radiology, and the critical care of the patient. That's the reason.
So you're hitting all of those areas that we had violations of?
Yeah. And all right. we can reduce the number if you want, but I think all areas need to be covered.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor and a second. Any further discussion? Let's do the roll call. Ms. Frost.
Aye.
Aye. Dr. James is recused. Mr. Loheed's an aye. Dr. Nosley.
Aye.
Ms. Solomon.
Aye.
Dr. Thompson.
Aye.
That motion passes 5-0. 1 recused. Next up, we have 2361 in regards to Christopher Dorto, DBM, continuance of informal interview of June 21, 2023, for the purpose of receiving additional information, reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. And we do have Dr. Dorto's attorney. Did you wish to address the board?
No, there's no additional information I need to provide the board unless there was any questions. For the record, my name is John Winland, licensed attorney.
Thank you. One thing for, we did have new information submitted. Yesterday, did everybody have a chance to look at that concerning the three cases or two of the three cases? So you've had time to review, everybody's had time to review it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I have. All right, so continue on with 2361, and Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Okay, do we need to discuss the new information? Is that necessary?
I think it would be appropriate, okay. Whether it, you know, doesn't change anything, okay. It changes things, if you wouldn't mind.
We got some information regarding who was responsible for ordering a test, and to me that was merely that the doctor in charge of the case at that time was credited for.
Right, it's a software.
It was credited, it's a software. That respondent got credit for that, which that happens. That happens in hospitals. So I don't believe that contradicts any of the evidence that we heard. And the fact that he also had made a phone call, made a, some client communication, that doesn't change the fact that the board found that the order was made, not made by the respondent. So I don't believe that the new information would change anything. Everybody okay with that? Okay. So in case 2361, I would make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and the conclusions of law as drafted.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes.
So at this point, I'd like to ask for prior.
Dr. Dardo has no disciplinary history. However, in 2022, he was issued a letter of concern related to failure to take two radiograph views of an animal's leg, and if not doing so, document in the medical record the reason for not doing so.
Okay, thank you. So, in case 2361, I would make a motion that we place the respondent's license on probation for a year in order to complete continuing education. That being 2 hours in client communication, 2 hours in medical records, 4 hours in abdominal radiology, and 4 hours in critical care. And again, the reason being the number of violations. The abdominal radiology, that would be a repeat of not taking a VD view, and the critical care would be based on the fact that this patient received none on the day. I know it sounds like a lot of hours, but it's covering everything.
Second. Any civil penalty? I forgot to ask you that first.
And a civil penalty of $100.
Second.
And we have a motion on the floor and a second. Any further discussion? And we'll do a roll call. Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is recused. Mr. Lohied's an aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
The motion passes 5-0 with one recused. Next up is 2362 in regards to Lorna Landman, DBM, continuance of the formal interview of June 21, 2023 for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. Dr. Nosley is the lead. Before we get started on that, again, acknowledge everybody has seen the new info that was posted yesterday.
Yes.
And reviewed it, feel confident in your decision. All right. Next, we do have counsel for Dr. Lorman. Did you wish to make a statement?
Yes, Attorney Lisa Burko on behalf of Dr. Lorman.
Please come forward.
Good morning.
And one more time, please state your name for the record.
Lisa Burko.
Thank you.
Thank you and good morning. We appreciate the board taking the time. Thank you and good morning. We appreciate the board taking the time to review the records that were submitted. We understand that during the June 21st informal interviews, there was some conflicting testimony, and we believe that there was an emphasis on the ordering of the ACTH stim test, as well as the conversation between Dr. Dorno and Dr. Landman, which is why we did some review and dug up the records that we provided yesterday. We wanted to emphasize in those records that there was conversation between Dr. Dorno and Dr. Landman regarding the recommendation that Dr. Landman gave for the ACTH test to Dr. Dorno, as well as the substance that was already in the patient's system, as well as the note regarding the attending vet being Dr. Dordo, and that the test was ordered by Dr. Dordo. You know, we hope that the board will consider this, the records and the information shared in their discussion today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You step back, and Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Okay. This is the same discussion we just had. The crediting of the crediting of the test to Dr. Dordo in no way indicates that he ordered it, and the testimony conflicts that. Basically, we had testimony that Dr. Lamman ordered the test and proceeded with having the staff do the test, and then later, and also to, and later on, inform Dr. Dordo. So I would say that again, no way imparts or changes anything that we have done regarding violations in this case.
Just to clarify, Dr. Nosley, mm-hmm. I think you're referring to Dr. Landman's written response of January the 12th,
mm-hmm.
the third paragraph down, as well as Dr. Dorto's written response on January the 20th, which is the fourth paragraph down.
Right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Those are the items in the narrative that explains why the board made the decisions that they did, that we did. Okay? Okay. So I would make a motion to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law as drafted.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes.
And so at this point, I would like to ask for priors, previous violations and sanctions.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Dr. Lamman has 5 past disciplinary action and 3 letters of concern as detailed. In 2014, she had a letter of concern related to medical record keeping omissions. In 2016, she was found in violation of ARS 3222-3211, malpractice, gross negligence, gross incompetence, for failure to use scientifically accepted diagnostic methods to evaluate a critically ill patient, not referring the patient for immediate care or engaging in critical care for a patient that is dyspneic, failure to communicate seriousness of disease process to owner, as well as ARS 32-22-3212 as related to R311-5019 for altering records, ARS 32-22-3218 as related to R311-901B, failure to submit a timely response to the complaint as required. Her license was placed on probation for 2 years. She is required to complete 12 hours of CE plus pay a $500 civil penalty. The CE included 6 hours of critical care and her emergency in area of cardiopulmonary crisis and 6 in ethics. In 2019, there was a board order for a violation of ARS 32-22-3221 as related to R3-11502H2, failure to perform an exam on the dog prior to a dental procedure, violation of ARS 32-22-3221 related to R311-502L7, failure to document the name of the fluids administered on June 10th, 2019. A violation of ARS 32-22-3221 related to R311-502L2, failure to document in the medical record the dog's weight on June 16th, 2019. A violation of ARS 32-22-3221 as related to R3-11502L4, failure to document in the record the dog's respiration on June 16th, 2019. Her license was placed on probation for 1 year. She was required to complete 4 hours of CE and medical record keeping, and she was required to pay a $500 civil penalty. In 2021, there was a case she was found in violation of ARS 32-22-3212 as it relates to R3-11-5011, failure to use current professional and scientific knowledge regarding detecting IBDD as an option for the dog's symptoms. Her license was placed on probation for 1 year. She was required to complete 4 hours of CE in neurology, IBDD, and pay a $1,000 civil penalty. In 2022, for case 2209, she was issued a letter of concern related to ensuring there's clear communication with respect to aftercare when placing a splint, and that the pet owner understands, and that two radiographic views are essential in orthopedic cases. In 2022, case 2213, a board order was issued with violations of ARS 32-22-3218 as it relates to R311-502J2, failure to ensure prescription-only expired drugs are not available. Violation of ARS 32-22-3218 as it relates to R3-11-502D, failure to ensure that no expired supplies are used. Violation of ARS 32-22-3218 as it relates to R311-805B, failure to ensure prescription-only drugs are not stored in an area accessible to the public. A violation of ARS 32-22-3218 as related to ARS 32-2274A5, failure to store phenobarbital in a safe manner. A violation of ARS 32-22-326 for having professional connection with or lending one's name to any legal practitioner of vet medicine and the various branches thereof. She was required to pay a civil penalty of $5,000. In 2022, she was issued a letter of concern for not complying with not timely complying with her consent agreement. In 2023, for case 2377, she was found in violation of ARS 32-22-3218, failure to comply with a written board order for case 2184, and her license was censured. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. So in this case, 2362, I would make a motion to place the respondent's license on probation for a year. I would make a motion to suspend the respondent's license for 30 days. I would make a motion to complete and pass the ICBA companion animal species examination, one attempt, and a failure would result in the license being suspended for 30 days. I would make a motion to for CE, that would be the same as we had previous. Let me find that. Which would be 2 hours in client communication, 2 hours in medical records, 3 hours in abdominal radiology, and 3 hours in critical care. I would make a motion that we order a state suspension. So if the respondent is determined to be in non-compliance, the license would be suspended for another 30 days. I would also make a motion that the respondent communicates with the board directly without using staff as an intermediary. And if she fails to do so, the license would be suspended for another 30 days. And those are the, that's the list.
Go ahead. Second with one suggested addition.
Okay.
I think some CE regarding the duties of the responsible veterinarian / premise management would also be appropriate. And I would propose 4 units in that area.
I'm unsure if there's actually like a CE that revolves around that.
Right.
Maybe around practice management.
But not like an actual kind of school.
Responsible veterinarian, however you.
Where are we going to find CE?
It's only in our statute, so maybe she takes the state exam again.
Yeah, but that's all jurisprudence.
That's all jurisprudence. Yeah, so it's all...
It's all in there, okay.
The statutes, right?
Okay, so instead of the 4 hours, it would be to successfully retake the state exam.
With the passing grade of?
Passing grade of what the standard is. I don't know what to call, is it 70, 80?
70, 75%.
Okay. And if not passed, another 30 days.
Yeah, 30 days. So, as stated, I would add that to the motion.
Okay, so we have the motion.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion?
Dr. Nosley, members of the board, the way I understood you presented it, there was going to be an initial period of suspension. And then if she violates a specific term, there would be a second period of suspension. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm not sure that we can include the consequences for a violation that would rise to a suspension, a second suspension. So if you want to be considering modifying it just to reflect that, you know, if there's a violation, just take that out, because if there's a violation of the consent agreement at any time, it will come back to you to determine what, if anything, the board wants to do with that.
I have a question of counsel. Could it move to formal? If it comes back, since we've already had it informal?
I would want the board to reserve that as an option.
So not put that in the motion. So remove the 30-day suspension other than the initial.
Correct. Yeah.
Do I need to restate them all?
No, I think as long as the second's okay.
I'm okay with that.
We're just taking the consequence for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. We have the modified motion. The second agrees with it. Yes. Any further discussion?
No civil penalty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And a civil penalty of $4,000.
Payable.
Payable within 30 days.
It's usually on or before the end of the probationary period.
Okay, on or before the year.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so you have an amended motion.
Second, amended second.
Seconding the amendment. Okay. All right, so the motion is on the floor. It is seconded. Any further discussion? Staff and council is good. I'm not paying attention to it. Okay, let's do a roll call. Ms. Frost.
Aye.
Aye. Dr. James recused. Mr. Lohe's an aye. Dr. Nosley.
Aye.
Ms. Solomon.
Aye.
Dr. Thompson.
Aye.
That is 5-0. The motion passes. 1 recused. Includes that case.